This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The World Health Organization's chief says COVID is still a global health emergency, but things are far better now than a year ago. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus reminds us that thousands of people are still dying from COVID. Tyre Nichols' funeral will be Wednesday in Memphis. Five police officers now fired and charged with murder in the black man's deadly encounter with officers.
The chief of police in Memphis has disbanded the city's so-called crime suppression scorpion unit, citing a cloud of dishonor with the death of Tyre Nichols captured on videotape. The family, civil rights attorney Ben Crump, tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, other citizens were victimized by the squad, including a young man bringing home a pizza just days before Nichols was fatally beaten.
Pulled him out the car, yelled profanity at him, and put a gun to his head. And he tried to report them twice to the Memphis Police Department. His calls were not returned.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Today, students return to the Newport News Virginia Elementary School, where a six-year-old boy shot a teacher weeks ago. Rich Neck Elementary is reopening today. The teacher was hospitalized for nearly 2 weeks, but is now recovering at home. In Ukraine, several people have been killed in the latest Russian shelling. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Kremlin's and Kyiv's forces remain locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. A regional governor says the casualties included a woman who was killed and three others who were wounded by the Russian shelling of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the country's northeast. Since August, Ukrainian counter-offensives have snatched back Russian-occupied territory, most notably in Kharkiv. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Chiefs and the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend?
Avatar: The Way of Water continues its reign at the top of the box office.
Let's get it done.
Avatar: The Way of Water is now the fourth highest grossing film of all time, passing Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Avatar made another $15.7 million domestically this weekend, according to studio estimates. It's been number one with movie audiences for 7 weeks. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish is number two, with A Man Called Otto in third. Megan is number four. The Hindi language blockbuster Pathaan is number five. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Florida sheriffs found a newborn girl over the weekend on a hill outside a trailer park. Polk County deputies responding to a call about a baby crying outside near Mulberry, east of Tampa, found the girl about an hour after she was born, say sheriffs. Medical workers took the baby to a hospital. She is healthy and stable, according to the sheriff's office. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.